Lord. How many's got the precious bread of life? How many's got the word of God with you? Your Bible with you?
Glory, glory.
How many cherish it and loves it? It's yes. My life. It's my food. It's my shelter.
Amen.
You got your Bible, turn into the book of Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet. Hallelujah. God's speaking through him. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 1. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 32 and verse 1. I want to deal today with being rooted and grounded in God. I want to be rooted and grounded in Him. Isaiah 32 and 1. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. Now, this is prophetic. It's a prophecy given about Jesus, the Son of God, that would come into our world, prophesied through Isaiah 700 years before Jesus was born. A king shall rise in righteousness, and the princes shall rule in judgment. Look at verse 2. And a man, that man is Christ Jesus, and a man shall be as a what? An hiding place. Jesus will be a hiding place from the wind and a covert from the tempest. A covert is a shelter that covers you and keeps you safe. He goes on to say about Jesus that he would be as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. You may be seated. He's that, and he's ever been much more than that.
Amen.
I'm glad that God is everything we need.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Psalms and Psalms, David the psalmist said of the Lord, thou art my hiding place and my shield. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. I hope in thy word. He is my refuge, and he is my fortress. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now listen close. I've done a lot of praying about this. Spiritually speaking, I don't have to tell any of us here today that it's getting very windy outside and stormy outside of those doors.
Right.
I'm not talking about natural weather either.
That's right.
It's a getting windy, Brother Keith. It's a getting stormy outside of those doors.
Right.
The evil winds from the forces of hell are picking up and blowing hard across our world.
Amen.
Our planet is being shaken. Our nation is under the assault of sin and evil, wickedness, and ungodliness.
Amen.
There's a storm raging in our society and a wind from the forces of hell. Oh God. And if we ever needed to run to Jesus, it's right now, and make him our refuge. How many could say, I ran to him a long time ago and I found a shelter and I found his loving arms. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he'll hold you secure.
Yes.
Listen now. We can see and we can feel the winds of tribulation increasing.
Yes.
It's increasing, Brother Rice. Stormy winds of trouble and trials are blowing.
Yes.
Every family, every home, every individual, mommies and daddies and children, families are feeling the pressures of these last days. Every individual is feeling the effects of these last day pressures. There, if there was ever a wind blowing, it's now. Satan's wind is blowing. God help us. We're going to go somewhere. Just hang on. Hallelujah. Listen, the devil already owns the sinner. He already rules the backslider. My Lord, I want him in my heart. How did you say, I want Jesus in my heart more than any other thing in my life? I want to know that he's on my side and I'm on his side. I used to be a sinner. I used to live that way. I was under a curse. The wrath of God was upon me. Nothing ever went right for me because I was living in sin and the devil ruled me. I was like a puppet on a string. He would pull the strings and my mouth was horrible and my hands reached for things that was ungodly and my feet took me to places that was evil and no good. But I thank God I traded out and I made Jesus my Lord and my Savior. How many can say, I'm glad I don't go where I used to go. I don't belong to the devil anymore and sin don't rule me anymore because the greater one is living inside out of my heart.
Amen.
I found a refuge. I found a shelter. Yes. And his name is Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God. Satan's ungodly evil is coming against everybody in one form or another.
Right.
It even comes against God's people. Coming against the church to weaken it.
Right.
You must remember the devil is a liar. He is a seducer. He's our chief adversary. He's very powerful, Brother Jason. He's persuasive.
Yeah.
He is cunning. He's the great tempter of man's soul. He'll wear you down. Listen, the devil will wear you down with problems and with troubles. He'll wear you down. If he can, he can with worries and stress and fears. Do you know what he's wanting? Is to get you discouraged and pull you down and pull you out. Oh God, help us, Lord. This is the aim and the goal of the devil. He don't want you living for God and serving him. He don't want you having the joy of the Lord. He'll tempt you in every way that he can. He don't want you happy. Praise be to the Lord. I'm glad I got the Holy Ghost down deep inside of my heart. I've tasted. I'm drunk of that fountain of life. Brother Jason, there is a fountain opened up on the hill of Calvary for the thirsty to come and drink. Hallelujah. How many wants a drink of that living water? How many wants that shelter to run unto the Lord? He's my covert in the time of tempest. He's my refuge in the times of evil.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Your way, Lord.
Here's the place I want to get in this lesson. How do I stand? How do I stand and endure in these troublesome times? How can I live victorious and be an overcomer? How?
God bless him.
How? I want to show you.
Come on, bro.
How can I live victorious? I want God's Spirit, and I want to know that I'm saved, and I know I want to know that I'm safe and secure.
Yeah.
I want to know for a surety that I'm secure in God. Hallelujah to the Lord. Ephesians 3:14. I want to teach us today. Paul, the great apostle, who wrote 13 books of the New Testament, he prayed a prayer for the Ephesian saints. And this was Paul's prayer. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit and the inner man. You could bench press 450 pounds. You can be one of the strongest human beings in this world, in the flesh, in your body. And how many say, I need that strength in my soul.
Amen.
I want to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We praise the Lord.
Thank you.
And he would strengthen you with his might, by his Spirit, in the inner man. that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I was thinking when I was studying this, if I remember right, Dad, way back a long time ago, I was a kid, Mom would get on to him because when he'd go to plant, he'd buy dogwoods, you know, and he'd plant them dogwoods. He'd dig a nice hole and everything. He'd go plant a dogwood. And Mom said, you know, but later on, the wood leaves would wither. It'd start turning yellow, and he'd water it and everything. Mom said, Dad, said you're trapping the poor thing to death. Dad, you know, he put it down in there, big old hole right there, and he'd stick it. Nice dogwood, beautiful form and everything. Stick it down in there. He'd shovel dirt in there, just a little bit of dirt right there, and he'd stick his foot down in there, and he'd stomp around. He'd put another couple of shovelfuls down in there and get in both feet and just stomp. Mom, you know, that dogwood couldn't even breathe. The water, I mean, the Lord sent the rain and everything. It wasn't the Lord's fault. Mom come out there and said, Dad said, you're stomping that dogwood to death. So you know what he did? He got his shovel out and he got all that dirt. He went and dug a hole in a different place and everything. He transplanted it. He went over there. He said, okay, Mom. He said, he dug another hole. He took it right there and brought it over. He thought maybe that ground would be richer here, and it was. And he put that dirt in there, just a little erect dogwood tree right there. And just put it in there, just tamped it a little bit. Did you know it just took off? Right. The Lord sent the rain. He sent the sunshine. And it was just like that dogwood said, thank you for transplanting me. Thank you. I'm a growing now. Prettiest balloons, big pink balloons and everything. You know, that's the way the Lord is. The devil will tramp us if we let him. Right. I feel the Lord here. I feel the Lord. Yeah. The devil. That's what he wants to do, is get you discouraged. Mm-hmm. And he wants to push you down. Yeah. He wants to tread on you. Right. He wants to tramp you. He'll use discouragement in 100 different ways to try to get you to discourage. But I'm glad when the devil had me down for the last count, Brother Josh, he had me down. I was breathing my last breath. Just about over for me. I'm glad that the Lord reached down and picked me up. Praise you, Lord, and praise him. Glory, 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 glory. He reached right down in this world of sin, the drugs and alcohol and everything. He picked me up. When I called on him, I said, Lord, help me. Help me. I want to make heaven my home. I want the peace and the joy that you can give me. I'm telling you, the Lord picked me up. Hallelujah. He brushed that old devil off. And Jesus brought me into the kingdom of God. And guess what he did? He transplanted me. And, oh, Lord. You ought to see the soil that I'm growing in. Hallelujah. It's rich. Honey, Kevin, this is rich soil. Raise your little hand. I found a treasure. I found the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord. This is rich soil. Brother Jason, there's rich soil in the church of the living God. You can feel it in the singing. You can see it and feel it in the preaching. I'm glad he picked me up. Hallelujah, transplanted me in a better world. I put my feet on a brighter path. Hallelujah. I can breathe now, Brother George. And the Lord sends the blessings and the rain down. And my leaves, hallelujah, my limbs gives him praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. I love teaching more than I do eating.
Should be your name, Lord.
I ain't just saying it.
Come on, watch on.
I really do.
Thank God for you.
I have your way, Lord.
That's my life. That's my life. This is my home.
Bless him, Lord.
There's a little path right in here. Open the lid of it. There's a path from Genesis through Revelation, ends right in the glory of the new heaven. Hallelujah. Right in the city of God. Right here's the path. This is the best soil that you could ever grow in. Hallelujah. There's fruit in the lens of this Bible. There's hope. There's peace and joy in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul was a saying, God will put something in your soul, a strength that'll keep you.
Right.
Yes.
You can be rooted and grounded in the Lord, that no evil, no storm of life can blow you over or uproot you. Can you say, I want my spiritual roots to go down deep?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. That's Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the sweet Holy Ghost, inspired writers of our Bible, compares us, God's people, to trees?
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah, I'm a tree. Come on, that's the word of God. In Isaiah, he compares us. Listen, the Lord spoke to his people and to us through the Gospels. He used parables. We are considered as his sheep. He is the shepherd. We are the wheat. He said that we are a light. He said that we are the salt. He compares us to the natural things to bring out the spiritual. And Isaiah said that we are trees of righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise him, church. My roots go down. Hallelujah. I am a tree of righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. What about it, Isaiah the prophet? What's the Lord saying through you to us today? Now, every word of God's inspired. Isaiah, the Spirit of God come through him, said, God sent his Son and anointed him with the Spirit to give us beauty for ashes.
Beauty.
That devil had me burned up. It is. He's burning up my mind. Gave us beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning.
Right.
The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that we might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to go somewhere. Tell us, Psalmist David. Psalms 1:1. Blessed. Blessed means happy and prosperous and fortunate. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, nor walketh in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. David said, oh, how I love thy law, O Lord. It is my meditation all the day long. We are a tree, listen, planted by the rivers of water in the time of drought. I don't know about you, but you can see a spiritual drought in this world. People are hungry and they're wanting something to satisfy their soul. They're dying of thirst. But can I tell you to come to the fountain and drink? Hallelujah, this water will keep you alive. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. He comes down in the rain. Hallelujah, there's a river of flowing of the Spirit of God. Can you raise your hand and say, plant me, Jesus, where you want to plant me? Lord, let my roots go deep. I want to be rooted and I want to be grounded. When the storms blow and the winds come, I can have a strength in my soul. Hallelujah to the Lord. Praise God. I'm glad I got planted a long time ago in the house of the Lord. I tell you, the devil cannot root you up. He cannot pull you up if you're the light in the Word of God. And if you'll pray every day and read God's Holy Word, I'll tell you, he'll establish you and he will strengthen you.
Amen.
Come on, hallelujah, blow winds blow, hallelujah to God, I stand secure in him. I'm secure, Brother Keith, glory to God, I got something to keep in me.
Yeah. Name
of the Lord. Now the roots typify your heart.
Yeah.
Your heart. Jesus said, listen,
He said, any man that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he shall be like unto a man that dug deep, and laid his foundation on a rock.
On the rock.
And he built his house on the rock. The storms blew. The rains descended. The winds come through. And said that house stood because it was built upon a rock. Hallelujah. And he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I'll liken him unto a man that built his house upon the sand.
On the sand.
The same storm that hit the righteous man, the same wind that blew, and the rains came, and the floods beat vehemently upon the sinner. His house fell. And great was the fall of it.
Great was the fall.
Bless the Lord.
Well, my message is today, Lord, I want to be rooted and grounded deep enough.
Yes.
No matter what I face, that I can stand and you'll help me keep me secure. Mm. Mary'd never been to the beach. I had. Mom and Dad took me when I was in high school. So one year, I think it's back in the 90s, way back there, I said, you want to go see the ocean? Yeah, I've never been there. Okay, we packed everything, our suitcases, Stacy. We had all our clothes. I put a couple lawn chairs in there, that big old van of ours. I think we had that van at that time. We drove up there to the northern part of Virginia where there wasn't very many people. I mean, you could look 7,500 yards either way right here. No nakedness. We didn't have to worry about naked people. And so we got the lawn chairs out of there and went down. And the waves was coming in just like this. We sat there and we watched the tide come in. And the waves would come up and it'd get a little bit closer to our lawn chair and it'd go back out. We watched them seagulls, them a-hollering. Going all around and everything. That water, just the foam of it, it just come up, just roll a little bit closer to our chair. It'd go back out. We sat right there and watched it. I didn't know, I didn't realize this. And it finally got up to my feet and her feet and everything. It got right under her feet like that and it just went out. Here come another wave. And I'm telling you what, when it got underneath of our lawn chairs, when it went back out, we dropped about an inch. What in the world? I said, you feel that? She said, yeah. I said, this sand's amazing, ain't it? I said, watch this. Went back out, another inch. I said, my goodness. Kept doing that seven. We was down about 3 inches in that sand. I said, we're going to get out of here.
That's what sand does. I'm glad a long time ago I found Jesus, my rock. Raise your little hand. I want to honor him right here.
Lord,
I found a rock.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, God. Sister Shirley, when the waves beat us, when they come in, I don't have to sink. I don't have to sink. Kevin, I got something to hold in me. I'm not built up on the sand. I built my life on Jesus. Glory to God.
Blessed be your name.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, blessed Lord.
His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. O Psalmist David, can you tell us where can we go and be planted to find this life-giving water and security? David said in Psalms 52:8, he'll answer. David speaks to us, he speaks to us in an allegory form, using nature and the natural to convey the spiritual. He says, David says, I'm like a green olive tree. Oh God, where at, David? I'm like a green, not a brown one, not a dead one. He said, I'm like a green olive tree in the house of God. I've planted myself in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
And I drink in that life-giving water of God's Spirit.
Yes.
Can you compare yourself to an olive tree?
Come on now.
Oh, Jesus. Did you know that olive trees are one of the longest living
and most valuable and productive of all fruit trees in the Bible? Wow. Olive trees.
Olive.
Oh, my.
I have your way, Lord.
Oh, what a fruit bearer.
Fruit.
Just one olive tree can produce 1,000 pounds of oil in 1 year's time.
Wow.
Their leaves are an emblem of peace. An olive leaf in the dove's mouth.
Yeah.
David was just saying, as long as I stay in church, I felt the Lord.
Yeah.
I did. As long as I stay in the church, glory to God. As long as I stay in the house of the Lord, I will prosper, and the Lord will anoint me, and I will bear fruit. If I give Him the praise and the worship that's due unto His name, and to give myself and to give my offering unto Him, He will bless me. Give Him the praise in the house. Woo! I'm a green olive tree. Thank God. Look on my limbs. I got olives hanging all over me. Yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord. You know what they did with those olives? They went in there and shook them limbs when it come time to harvest them when they were ripe. They would get a hold and shake those old limbs. And those olives would fall out of those branches of that green olive tree. Where are you going with this? Listen. They would take a basket and fill up the basket with those olives. They would take it down at the bottom of the hill. They had a big old stone vat, a stone wall built up with stones. And they would pour those olives inside of there. And at the bottom they had a little drain hole. And they would take a big round rock. And they would roll that big old stone around inside of that vat. And it would crush those olives. It would crush their skins. And it would exude out. And it would press out the olive oil. And the oil would go into a little container. And that olive oil was used to fix their food. Hey, Lord, it was made into anointing oil to anoint the prophets and the kings and the priests. That olive oil stood for the anointing and the spirit and the power and the blessing of, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. Raise your little hand. I am like a green olive tree in the house of the Lord, and I feel the sweet spirit, hallelujah, flowing all over me. There is an anointing. Hey, glory to God. There is power in the spirit of the Lord that will keep you alive as long as you put the Lord first and be faithful unto the house of God and offer all of your soul unto Him. You'll be green and you will bear fruit and you'll never dry up and the storm will never take you out.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. If you're happy and you sow it, if you know it, say amen.
Amen.
If you're happy and you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I'm glad He put a smile on my face. Stacy and Kevin, this is real.
Amen.
It's so real. There's life in Jesus.
Glory to God. Life in Him.
Thank you.
Glory. I'm a tree. I don't know if I'm a redwood, olive tree, palm tree. You'll see here in a minute. Thank you, Lord. Can I tell us all here today, whatever you do, serve Jesus.
Serve Him.
Serve Him and live for Him and love Him. Stay in church. Stay faithful to the house of the Lord, the house of prayer.
Yes.
It is here that you draw strength.
Yes.
It's here your roots can drink in the life-giving water of God's Spirit.
That's right, Brother Tony.
And you'll never, ever wither. And you'll prosper.
Glory be to God.
And you'll be great.
Right.
And you'll never die.
Thank you. Bless you, Lord. Thank you,
Brother Jason, I'm glad a long time ago that you found that living water.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. How many's glad for Brother Jason?
Amen.
Glad for a pastor to bless us.
Hallelujah.
Feeds us the word of God. Directs us. Helps us. Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
Jeremiah, listen now. How important is the Spirit of God to you? Lord, I want to prosper. And I want to thrive and be happy in my soul.
Yeah.
And I want to be spiritually healthy.
Right.
Jeremiah the prophet, can you come here and talk with us? If I could just bring him back and put him in his microphone. So can you tell us some things?
Tell us, Jeremiah.
Hallelujah. Jeremiah's key to prospering. Tell us, Jeremiah, what's the key to success in the Lord? How can we be happy and strong? He'll tell you like David, Jeremiah 17 and 5. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like a heath tree. That's a H-E-A-T-H. He shall be like a heath tree in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land not inhabited. But, underscored, highlighted, but, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. My hope, Jesus, is in you. And I trust in you. Happy's that man.
Hallelujah.
The heath tree. If you try to make the arm of flesh your strength, the flesh will let you down. Listen, people will let you down. They can only go so far. They can make you promises that sometimes they can't fulfill them. Mm-hmm. And they can let you down. The heath tree is a brown-berried cedar tree. Listen to this. It grows in the isolated, lonely crags of the mountains in a hot, dry waste area of the deserts. If I trust, Brother Jason, in our government, if I trust in our leaders, if I put my trust in politics or in man, I will fall.
Right.
I'll have nothing to sustain me and keep me.
Right.
But I'll be blessed if I put my hope and my trust in Him.
Glory to God.
Glory
to
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't want to be that heath tree, do you?
No.
I don't want to be isolated and away from God and His Spirit. I don't want to put my hope and my trust in man and the things of this world.
You're right.
They will fall, Brother George. They'll fail. They'll fail. This world will let you down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus, raise your hand. I praise you, Heavenly Father, for what we feel. That is so real in our heart, our soul, God. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit, Lord. Where could I go but to the Lord? Hallelujah. I trust in you. Hallelujah. I trust in you, Lord, for over 48 and a half years. You've never failed, God. You've always been there. You've kept me, Lord, through many storms and many trials, many things that went wrong. Brother George, many things have fallen and broken, hallelujah, around me, but God never has. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, to be blessed and not be afraid.
Yes.
Jeremiah goes on to say, but blessed is the man. Now, Jeremiah comes right after David. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established of God's promises. So Jeremiah comes along and said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, plural, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. Her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the years of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That word careful
neither shall she be careful. The Hebrew says that tree whose roots reach the water. She don't have to be worried. Don't have to be afraid. Don't have to be fearful. When the drought comes, when everything around her is dried up and others are withering, she will be drinking in the water and will be bearing fruit and be happy. Praise God. I said, praise the Lord.
Thank you. Bless you, God.
Oh, yes.
I want to be rooted and grounded.
Amen.
Root me and ground me, Jesus.
Right.
Thank you, Lord. I got so happy yesterday singing and everything. I got my guitar and I sung Georgia song and sent it to him. Go over there and get that guitar off the wall and just sit down and sing.
Thank you, Lord.
I looked at my hands this morning, you know, and I'm getting H spots on them. I'm getting old. My hand, Sister Claire, on my knees there, and I studied my Bible, and I had my Bible open. I'd written a few things, and I was looking at the age spots on my hands. I said, Lord, I won't be long. I'll be 70 years old. I said, Jesus, you know, we need to make Jesus personal to us.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
That's right.
Personal.
Make him real personal and dear to you.
Right.
And I said, Lord, I'm getting older, and I can see it. I said, I just want to thank you.
Hallelujah.
For all the blessings.
Amen.
That you have given me.
Glory to God.
And I opened my hands like this, Brother Rice, and I said, Lord, the thanks that you have brought into my life and given me.
That's right.
You put it in my hands.
Right.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
He gave me a good mom and dad to raise me in church and teach me right from wrong. Brother Jason, he's put me in a good church. He's blessed my finances. I got two automobile pills to drive. I told the Lord as I was looking at my hands, I said, Lord, I said, I thank you for the life and the strength that I do have. I thank you that I'm able to walk and I can see and I can hear. Would you give him a praise offering and announce your name? Make Jesus personal. Make him personal. Lord, I ain't worthy, Lord. I know that, but you love me. You love me.
Oh, be God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, God, oh, God,
oh, God.
I'm going to close right here. Put your roots down. Put your roots down. Stay faithful to God. Give him your all. Give him everything. Give him everything. Your mind, your heart, your soul, your body. Give him everything. Can I tell us it's time to seek that life-giving water and put your roots down deep to drink and live, and the storms will never blow you over. Stay on. Listen. Stay where the spiritual water is flowing. I'm trying to help us today. We're living in dry times, Brother Jason. Dry times.
Amen.
The world all around us is spiritually speaking, is nothing but drought and famine. And people are dying of thirst. They're hungry for something that will satisfy the craving of their inward soul. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me right now? I just feel like that's all I have for Jason today.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
Thank you, sweet Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's pray right now. Just open your heart to him. Hallelujah, Lord.
I praise you, Lord. God, help me, Lord. Just take the rivers of your way, Lord, in the house of God. Lord, for that's where we get it. That's where we get our water, Lord, from heaven, Lord. That strength helps us to be in range, Lord. Helps us to bring forth fruit unto the glory of God. Lord, I just love you and I praise you, Lord. Bless you, God. You have been good to me. You've done so much for me, Lord. I can never
tell you. Hallelujah. We're living in a time we need to go deeper in the Lord. Find that life-giving water. Find the spring of water. Hallelujah to the Lord. And God will bless you.
Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I was going down in sinking sand when the precious Lord, He reached out His hand. He took me in His arms, and I found that now I'm standing. I won't worry. I'll sing this chorus.
Well, he holds me secure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a strong hand and a love so pure. In this world where nothing is sure,